Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Daf Chof Ches. We'll start the shiur with the Mishnah earlier in Chof Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara earlier in Daf Chof Zayin was discussing the cases a person wants to switch over the korban he is mafrish onto a different avera. He was mafrish one korban of the Chatos Chilev, and he wants to switch it over onto a different korban, chivas chatos, a chatos dam. Now the Mishnah tells us a new halacha, a case where the person is keeping the behemoth for the same avera, but he wants to switch the behemoth itself. He was mafish a korban of a kizba, and he wants to switch over onto seira, or the other way, vice versa, a seira to a kizba. And then the Gemara discusses cases of a oni and a oshi in the halacha of metami mikdosh, where he has three different dargas of a korban he brings, ba'ashirus, bedalus, or bedale dalus, whether he brings a behemah, or two oifos, or he brings a korban mincha. And the Gemara discusses that a person has the zchus, an ability, to go and take the same money he was mafrish, and go and switch it over onto a different korban, a different darga, in the case where he became poorer, he became richer. And the Gemara learns this out from the b'raisa of Mechatosoi, Al Chatosoi. This is the din of the Mishnah in Chof Zayin Amid Beis. Rashi tells us that halacha is a case where the person took some money and he was mafrish the money to buy a behemah. Later on he became poor and now he has to go only and buy a oif. Says Rashi, he uses this money and he buys a oif, the two oifos he buys for the korban of the dalos of the oni. And the rest of the money, says Rashi, v'ashar yotze l'chulin. Rashi says the other rest of the money goes out l'chulin. He's allowed to now use it for his own benefit, his own purpose. The money is chulin. So too the Rambam over here clearly in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam in Halochas, in Hilchos Shkogos, in Perek Yud Halochotes. The Rambam says clearly this is the Halocha in our Gemara, that a case when a person didn't use the whole money to buy the behemah, he only used part of it to buy the less of a darga of the korban oni, the Halocha is that the rest of the money goes out l'chulin. The Shita Mekubetz says over here in Oischof Dalet, he says that Yoise Nire, it would seem more likely that the din should be that the rest of the money should remain in Kodosh, it should retain its Kedusha, and therefore the Halocha would be that it's got a din of a Moisa Chatos, that the Halocha is that it's Yiplul in a Dover. It should remain Kodosh, it should remain holy, the money, and therefore it should not go L'chulin, it should only go in a Dover. Explains the Shita Mekubetz says that L'chayir, the Raya of Rashi's Shitta, where Rashi took this idea from, that the rest of the money should go out of chulin, is because if one is going to say that this money anyway is going to retain its kedusha and the halacha is going to be yiplun and nedover, then what should be the svara of this poor man now, that he should take only part of the money and should go and buy a korban only the two oifos, and the rest of the money should go in nedover? If anyway the money is staying kadosh, then why does he just not bring a korban behemah like a oshi? The halacha is mefurish later on in the Gemara in Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph. From the Mishnah at the end of Negoim, the Gemara says very clearly that oni shehifish korban oshi, his yotza, his yotza if he brings the better behemah, the higher darga, if oni brings a korban oshi. And therefore there should be no reason why this person should only take part of the money and bring a korban oni, if all the money anyway is going to remain kodosh. Mamela says, Rishita Mekubetz says, L'chayah, this is Rashi's Raya to say that the rest of the money must go out l'chulin, and this is the reason why the person over here, he became a poor person, he wants to go and use the rest of the money for his own purpose, says Rashi, Vasha Yoitza l'chulin. This is the din over here of our Gemara of Mechatosei and Al-Chatosei. And then Mr. Tosis Yom Tov over here in the Mishnah, he says this on his own, that Misvore Rashi takes this halacha that it's Yoitza l'chulin, and says to Tosis Yom Tov, this must be part of the Gzeis HaKotsuv over here in our Gemara, in the Braisa of Mechatosei and Al-Chatosei, teaching us this halacha that the person has the ability to go and only to use part of the money and the rest of the money actually goes out l'chulin, because otherwise there should be no reason why the person should not go and bring and use all the money for the korban of the oshi, if anyway the money is going to stay b'kdusha like the svar of the Shita Mekubetz. But lemaisa, we have to understand the understanding of this gzeris hakosuv. How does this memes work that a person was mafrish a lot of the money for a behemah and he only uses part of it? He's mechalel and he only buys part of the bit he uses for the korban oni, and the rest of the money goes out l'chulin. We have to understand, how do we understand this gzeris hakosuv, that the koyach of the kedusha, how did this go away from the rest of the money in the case of Shitas Rashi? And we said the Rambam says that the rest of the money is yoytze lechulin. Now, Be'emes says the machlekes in this din, a very yisoidistic machlekes over here between the Biskirov and the Bissa Zalman, in this understanding of the halacha of chatosoi and al chatosoi, and it is quoted in the Shuria Agreed in Tmura in Chof Amid Beis, this machlekes between the Biskirov and the Bissa Zalman. And the machlekes started from an underkasha which the Biskirov asks on the Tesefta at the end of Krisis, which is paskin in the Rambam in Hilchish Kogis in Perik Yud Alocha Yud Beis. As we mentioned over here in our Gemara, we're actually discussing a case where the person set aside some money to be yotze his korbonos. And the Gemara discusses what to do in a case where he became a poor or he became richer, heni veheshi. The Tesefta over there, which is the din of the Rambam, over there we're discussing a case, the person was a poor man, he's a oni, and he was mafrish a mincha. Instead of being mafrish mois, he had already been mafrish some flour for his mincha, and says the din of the Tesefta, the ad shelo kotcho bikli, until he's ready brought his korban mincha, he hasn't yet been mekadish the mincha in a kli, it did not become a kedushas haguf. Then the halacha is, there's a din of pidyon, he could still be poida, the rest, this mincha has a halacha of a pidyon. And therefore, says the Tesefta, the same din of our Gemara, of Mechatosoi and Alchatosoi, that this person, if he becomes a rich man, he can go and be poida the money which we find in our sugya. So too, the din applies over there, in a case where he was already mafrish flour for his mincha. Now he can take some money, or he can take a behemah, and he can go and be mafrish, and be mechalil, the kedusha which he has on this flower, onto these oifers, who onto the behemah, and the rest of the moi, says there is the Tesefta, this mincha, the flower which was mafrish, is now yoytze lechulin, and now can be eaten, because there was a pidyon over here, chal, on the mincha. This is the din in the Tesefta, very similar case to our Gemara, where it was mafrish mois. The Tesefta discusses a case where he actually already brought the korban mincha, but he wasn't yet mekadish it in the kli or kedushas haguf. The same halacha applies al chatosoi, that he can be moisif on the money of this mincha onto the kedusha of the oifos or the kedusha of a behemah. Asks the Biskirov a very yisoidistic shaila that lechira is very different the case of the Tesefta, the case of our Gemara, because in our Gemara we're discussing a case of money which is not roi lemizbeach. You can't be makiv the money on the mizbeach. Therefore, the halacha is as a kedushas domim, which can go over with the pidyon. The halacha of a case of the Tesefta, where we're discussing a case where the kedusha is actually on the flour. The flour itself, which is a mincha, has a halacha of kedushas domim. He was mekadesh bekedushas domim with his mal. The kedushas domim over here of kedusha of a mincha of a korban mincha. And therefore, he could be poida this mincha. But says the Biskirov, the halacha is that the halacha, we have this din in many places. We find this in Tmura, in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Kol dovo horoi le mizbeach, einu yoytzei midei mizbeach le'olam. Anything which is roi to be nikrav al gabe ha-mizbeach, even in a case where the person is going to be poida it, he always has to make sure that this thing should in the end land up in the mizbeach, einu yoytzei midei mizbeach le'olam. And this is the din which we find in the Mishnah in Shkolim, in Perik Dalet Mishnah Zayin, Hamatzvis Tmimim Lebedek Abayis. If someone takes a korban, which is a tam, which is not a balmum, but he's a tam, and he's rolled to go onto the Mizbeach, and he says that he wants this behemoth to be Kodosh, be Kedushas, Bedek Abayis, the halacha is that he can be poida, but he has to sell this behemoth to someone who needs to bring a korban oilo. Because there's a din that since there's a kedusha over here of a kedushas domim, this kedushas domim has to in the end land up on the mizbeach. This is a halacha of koldovo horoi le mizbeach einu yoytze midei mizbeach leolam. It always has to make sure that this thing, since it already has this dog of kedushas domim, has to end with the kedushas aguf and be nikra val gabe amizbeach. This is a halacha in Tmura in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis on the Biskirov, many times in Tmura in Shuria Grid, quoted in Tmura Davov. Amud Aleph, in Daf Chof Amud Aleph, later on in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, he says this halacha is not just by the kedusha of Bedek Abayis, it's any kedushas domim. The halacha is, if something has a kedushas domim and it is roi lemizbeach, then you cannot just be poida this kedusha and take it away and now use it for your own purpose. There's a halacha that this has to be sold to someone who needs to use this this oifus or this behima to go and be makiv al gabi am izbeach in a yoytze midei izbeach loilom. The Meila the Biskerova asks over here, in the case of the Tisefta, which the Rambam brings down, where the person set aside already a mincha, the flower itself of the mincha, then enecha nami is only a kedushas domim, and the person can be poider this kedusha onto the oifus or onto the behima, but there should still be a halacha, they has to sell it to someone who's in the end going to be makiv this flower to the mizbeach, because this is the halacha, that's something which is roi le mizbeach, this flower is roi to be nikrav, like a korban mincha, the halacha is eini yoytze midei mizbeach loilom. So what happened to this halacha in the case of the Tesefta? Bishlam in the Gemara, we're talking about money. Money is not roi le mizbeach, but in the case of the Tesefta, where it is roi le mizbeach, why do we not have the halacha of koldovo or roi le mizbeach in a yoytze midei mizbeach loilom? It's a very strong question the Biskerova asks over here in the case of the Tesefta, which is brought down over here in the Rambam. One time, this says the Shuria agreed, quotes in Tumurid of Chofa Mitbeis, that there was one time the Biskerov, he met Rebisa Zalman Meltzer, the Eben Ozel, and he asked him this question on our sugya. And Rebisa Zalman told him that this question is not shver because of the din of the Breisa of Mechatosoy and Al-Chatosoy. And explained to Rebisa Zalman that since over here, the reason why he's possible for this person to go Mipoida and use the Kedushas Domim, which is on this flower, and go and being with this, a korban oshi, the korban of the birds, or a korban of a behema. The reason why he can do so is a gzeris hakosov of al chatosoy, and so too the other way around, we have the gzeris hakosov of mei chatosoy. Explains Rabbi Zalman, the Rashi, and the Rambam, as we mentioned, they hold that the rest of the kedusha goes al lechulin, it becomes his own, he can use it for his own benefit. Explains Rabbi Zalman, that there must be the get of this gzeris hakosov is not working like a normal chilul where you could be poider something, because then only the amount to how much you are poider, this goes over, but the rest should remain with the kedusha, like the taina of the Shittim Ukubetzes. Explains that Mrs. Alman, it must be over here the gzeris hakosov is that the person has the ability to do this chilul, and by doing this chilul, there's actually a hafkoas kedusha. There's a gzeris hakosov that the Torah tells us that the second the person wants to go and change over the kedusha onto a different korban, then the original kedusha is poka. It is not chilul. He's not actually transferring the kedusha, but with this transfer, he's actually be mafkia the kedusha, and it is if keilu meoilom it never was chal the original kedusha in the case of the oifis, and in the case where the person was mafish this mois, and therefore the mois is yotze lechulin, because it's actually exists a kosov of afkoas kedusha, and therefore everything goes out lechulin the second the person wants to go and bring a different kind of korban, oni the oshi, whichever way it is, the din is that there's afkoas kedusha, it is not working with a regular chil. Memele explains that it says Alman, this is also the teretz to the Biskerov's question, because over here, even though originally he was mekadesh, this mincha b'kedusha has domim, he brought this flower, but over here, where the person now wants to go and bring birds, or he wants to bring a behema, a chatos, a korban, oshi, then the halacha is, there's actually hafkoas kedusha, it's a gzeris hakosov, that the kedusha goes away on its own without a maisa chilul and a maisa pidyon. And therefore, the kedusha, we look at it, it's considered as if the person originally was never mekadesh, this flower, that it should be kodosh, be kedushas domim. And therefore, over here, we cannot use the klal of koldova or yoylem izbeach, in yoytze midei mizbeach loylem, because now we look at it as if it was never kodosh, it never has any kedusha, it is different than a regular chilul and a regular pidyon, where the halacha is that in a yotzei midei mizbeach lo'ilom. This is how Rabbi Zalman over here explained the Gemara. So this is what Rabbi Zalman answered to the Biskerov, and the Biskerov told him that he has no raya to go and say that this is the gedda in our Gemara in Niskezer Sakosuv going on in our sugya. Because it could be that the reason that the rest of the kedusha goes away is because of the din which we find in the Gemara in Erechin, Choftesam and Aleph. The halacha is if someone takes something which is kodosh and it is worth a money and he's mechalil the whole kedusha of the money onto a shove pruta, the halacha is that b'dieved, the kedusha, goes over onto this pruta and everything becomes mechulul. The person has a koyach to go and take a shavius and go and do a maise pidyon and a maise chilul onto much less than its shavius, onto a shavu pruta, but the eved is going to be chal. Lechatchila, the person is not allowed to do so. He has to be poide b'shavius, But b'di'eved, the Gemara tells us that there is such a kind of pidyon, a person can go and take a kedusha of a money and transfer it only onto a shavei pruta, it is also going to be chal b'di'eved. Memela says Rabbi Iskariov over here, it could be that the gzeiros hakosov of michatosoi and alchatosoi is only a gilui teaching us that even though normally to do a chilul less than the shavius, less than its monetary value, is not allowed, but over here, the Torah allows him to do lechatchila such a kind of pidyon. And the geder is a regular geder of a chilul and a pidyon, and therefore the kedusha goes off from the money totally, and the rest of the money is chulin, even though it is working with a normal geder of a chilul and a normal geder of a pidyon, and it is not a hafkoas kedusha, like Rabbi Zalman explained. When Meila says Rabbi Iskariov, if so, then we get back his question again that lechoyer there should be in a case where the person was mafrish some flour to his mincha, then we have the halacha of a yoytze midei mizbeach le'olam, because it is royal kedusha to go on to the mizbeach. So why do we not have this halacha of a yoytze midei mizbeach le'olam? But al-Koponim, we have over here of a yisida siga havona, an understanding of machlekes. If the reason why the rest of it goes out of chulin is a new gzeris hakosuv, it is not working with a regular gedorim of chilul, it is a new pasuk teaching us that if a person does this chilul, then there's a din, there's a hafkoas kedusha, like Rabbi Zalman understood, or it's working with a regular gedorim of a chilul, and even though normally lechatchila one should always be mechalal on the regular monetary value, should stay the same on the shavius, but we hear the person has lechatchila koyach to do and be mechalal a hekdush, a shove mone, a chilul, a shove pruta, mechulul, over here, even lechatchila, the svasem is also by us, seems to take on this understanding, like we said from the Biskriyov, and not like Rabbi Zalman, and we have to understand the emes, why there's no halacha over here of a neyotze midei mizbeach le'olam. Now we just have to point out that the Mishnah, and the first case of the Mishnah, is discussing a case that the person wants to switch over the Kedusha on the same darga that the person remains a Oshi. And he had the Kedusha of a Kizbo, and he wants to switch it over to Seira, or vice versa. And this is also permitted, like the Mishnah says, Mevi'im mihekdish kizbo se'iro, and mihekdish se'iro kizbo. Now this din, the Be'er Sheva already points out, we don't find in the Gemara, in the Breisa, any remez to teach us this halacha. It doesn't seem that this halacha is learnt out from this pasuk of mechatosoi and alchatosoi. The Gemara and the Breisa is only referring to a case where the person switched his dagger from Oni to Oshi, Oshi to Oni, but to switch over from a Kizbo to Seira, and vice versa, we don't find any remez in the Gemara that is a Makor in the Torah to teach us this halacha. Says the Be'er Sheva, it seems that the Gemara holds that this din is misvara, a person is allowed to do so, and switch over the Kizbo to the Seira, and the Seira to the Kizbo. But be'emes, we see in the Rambam, in Shkogis in Perek Yud Halachetes, that the din of the Kizbo to the Seira over there, also if there's any difference in the price, and the person was mafrish more money than he needed because now he brought a seira, then the rest of the money goes out l'chulin. The same din which the Rambam says later on, in a case where the person was mafrish for a kizbo and he brings a korban oni, the din is, like Rashi says, it goes l'chulin, the rest of the money. So too, says the Rambam, this din applies also in the first case, in a case where the person was mafrish for the kizbo and he only brought a seira, the halacha is also that the rest of the money goes out l'chulin. Now, as we explained, in order to have this idea that it should go al chulin, we either need a hafkoas kedusha, like Rabbi Issa Zalman explained, or we need to have a posuk to teach us that one is allowed to be mechalel the kedusha on less than its value. And l'chir, this both of these halachas, we need to have a gzeris hakosuf for. So l'chir, it is shver to say that this din we know misvare, like the Be'er Sheva says. We have to understand where in the Breis over here do we have a makor for this first din of the Gemara over here of Mavim Mehekdish Kisbo Seiro and Mehekdish Seiro Kisbo L'chiru to Sim in the Rambam, this is also a Gzeiros HaKosuv. Now the point which we mentioned on the Shittim Mekubetzes and the Toises Yom Tov, they explained that Rashi's Hechrich to teach us this halacha that the rest of the money goes L'chulin must be because otherwise there's no purpose. Why should the Oni not go and bring the Korban Oshi? If anyway he's going to lose this money, he's not going to be able to use it for himself, he might as well just bring a Korban Oshi. But emes, this question we can be asked in the Braisa itself. The Braisa over here explains that we need to have a posuk by a Seiros Eifah, so too by the Korban Dalus, to teach us that a person is allowed to switch over from an Oni to an Oshi and vice versa. Says in Gemara, the reason why we need to have two psukim is because the Seiros Eifah is a Korban Mincha, it is not a Korban Sheminei Domim. whereas the behemoth and the oifois are korbanos of mine domim, they have blood, and therefore one would think that one cannot go and switch over from an oif to a mincha or vice versa, even though a person can switch over from a behemoth to an oif. Says the Gemara, what would be the havamina? That in a case where the person set aside some money for his birds, and then he became even poorer, and now he has to go and bring a korban mincha, then he should actually have to bring a korban mincha from his house, and the money which he set aside for the birds goes now l'nedover. This is Loshon HaGemara, u'mois halolu yiplu l'nedover, the money should go l'nedover. Over here also we have to understand, if the person does not have the ability to use this money to bring the korban mincha, then why should he go and bring the korban mincha from his house? If this money is anyway going l'nedover, the Gemara over here says, clearly the money is yiplu l'nedover, l'chayyah, if anyway the money is not going to be used for its own purpose, because we don't have the Gzeis HaKosuv, at this stage of the Gemara, then l'chayyah, why should the person not go and use this money to bring a korban oshi of the korban, of the dalus? So what, he became poorer and he has the koyach in his mutter for him to go and bring a korban oni of dalei dalus, he can bring a mincha, but anyway, he's not going to get hanor from the money for his own purpose. He might as well just bring the korban oni of the geder, the middle dagger, of the korban dalus of the two oifis. We have to understand in this Gemara, why should a person not do so, and why should he go and bring a korban mincha from his house? This is the Rishash over here, asks this question on the Breisa, another achrinim also, the Oilas Shloima, the Menachem Shloima in Simen Shin Ches. And they discuss over here different reasons why this person over here does not bring the korban of the oni, if anyway he's not using the money. The Oilas Shloima suggests that maybe here we're talking about a case, the person actually does not have the full amount he needs to bring the birds, and therefore he has to still be mashlim, he has to add from his own pocket, still to go and bring this korban oni, and therefore it's easier for him to bring a korban mincha from his house, but pruta, this is cheaper than going and adding onto the money, which he doesn't have enough yet to go and bring a korban of the two oifis. The Loshon of Rashi, the Oilas Shloima points out, is not mashma this way. Rashi would seem that we're talking about a case over here, the person already has enough money to go and bring two birds. And even so, even though the money is going l'nedover, he still is going to go and bring a serious oifah from his house. L'chayyah, we have to understand that loch is that oni shehevi korban oshi is yoitzer, like it says mefurish at the end of Negoim, by the case of the Metzuria, that the Oni Shevi Korban Oshi Yotze, the Gemara says clearly later on in the Gemara in Chof Ches Amed Aleph. It says the Oilas Shloima, so to the Menachem Shloima, that we see from our Gemara, that even though later on we learn this din, that Oni Shehevi Korban Oshi is Yotze, it sounds like this din is only b'dieved, and therefore the Chatchila, the one should not do so, and he has to go and bring, better for him, to bring the Asiris Eifah from his house, in order to bring the korban that he's mechuyev in his darga, since he's now someone who's very poor and has to bring a korban of Dalei Dalus. And the Moira that the Rashi Negoim over there in his Pirish on the Mishnah, at the end of Negoim, he says very clear that this din is even a din, even lechatchila, that if the Oni wants, he can bring a korban Oshi. There should be no reason to stop him to bring a better korban if he wants to. And the Rashi says very clearly that the Loshon of Yotzor is, even though it implies that it's only b'dieved, this is only because it means la'afuka the other way around, in a case where the Oshi, he wants to bring a cheaper korban, there it says that the Mishnah lo Yotzor, therefore in other cases it says the Loshon of Yotzor, even though it's a din even lechatchila. Memela says Oilas Shloima, in our Gemara we have to understand over here why the person cannot do so if it's a din even lechatchila. Now the Maisa, this din of the Mishnah at the end of Negoim, there's a very famous shita of the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufchav Gimel, he says clearly that for Oni, he became an Oni, he cannot be Yotze with a korban of an Oshi, and it is mashma very clear in the Chinuch, this is not just a din lechatchila, even by the Eved, if an Oni brings a korban of an Oshi, he is not Yotze. And the Minchas Chinuch over there in Mitzvah Kufchav Gimel, and others, the Mishnah Lamelech over there in Azagoris, they ask that this is Mefurish neged the Mishnah, the end of Negoim. As we said, the Mishnah quoted later on in that Chavches is Mefurish, that the din is that Oni Shehevi Korban Oshi is Yotze. The Rash says that it's even Lechatchila, but Al Koponim B'dieved, this says Mefurish in the Mishnah that he's already been Yotze. How can the Chinuch say that in the case of a Metami Mikdosh, he's discussing a case of a Oyle V'yorid, which is an Aul Gemorin Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the Metami Mikdosh, how can he say that the Metami Mikdosh is not Yotze, Korban Oni Shehevi Korban Oshi is not Yotze? This is neged the Mishnah by Mitzuya, which says clearly the Korban Oni has the ability, the Koyach, to go and bring the Korban Oshi if he wants. And there's a very famous answer from the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes says that it seems like the Chinuch holds that it is different in the case of the Mitzuya, which the Mishnah says he's Yoitza, to the case of the Metami Mikdosh, which is our case in the Gemara, that the Chinuch holds he's not Yoitza. And the difference is, explains the Sfas Emes, because the Mitzuya, if we analyze the Korbanos, the Mitzuya is always, on whatever stage he is, he's an Oni, he's an Oshi, he's always bringing two Korbanos. He's going to be bringing a Korban Oilo and also a Korban Chatos. The Halacha is in a case where he's an Oshi, he brings two behemoths, one the Oilo and one the Chatos. When he gets poor and he becomes an Oni, the Halacha is he brings Shtei Toirin, Echod Loilo, the Echod Lechatos, one for the Korban Oilo and one for the Korban Chatos, exact same Korbanos he's going to be bringing when he's an Oshi. And therefore the Svara is that the person who became an Oni, he has the koyach to go and bring a korban, cheaper korban of the birds. If he wants, he can bring the korban of the Oshi, which is also the same korban, the korban chatos and the korban oilo. Whereas when we're discussing the case of the metami mikdosh, which has three daggers of the oilo v'yoyed, the aloch is that in the Oshi, he brings a korban chatos, if he wants, from the kizbo, if he wants from the seiro, but he's only bringing one korban, a korban of a chatos. When he becomes an Oni, then he has to bring two korbanos, the korban chatos and the korban oilo. Even though he can bring two birds, which is much cheaper than bringing a behemoth, this is the korban of the oni, but there's actually now in the korban oni an extra korban, even though up till now when he was an Oshi, he only brought a korban behemoth, the chatos. Now he has to bring two behemoth, two korbanos. He has to bring one bird for the chatos, but he has to bring another bird for the oilo. Mamel over here says the Sfas Emes, the chinuch holds that over here, by the Oni, since he has now a chiyuv to bring another korban, a korban oilo, he cannot be yoitza his chiyuv by bringing a behemoth, because then he's only yoitza his chiyuv chatos. But he has to also be yoitza the chiyuv of the korban oilo. And therefore, since the Torah tells him he's mechuyah to bring a korban oilo, he cannot be yoitza with the korban of the Oshi. It's very different than the material, where whatever happens is, he's always going to be bringing a korban chatos and a korban oilo, and therefore he's not missing anything in his korban, in his kapora. This is the difference of the chinuch holds, that the case of the metami mikdosh cannot be yoitza, but the eved, his din, of the korban oni, shehivi korban Oshi, is actually lo yotza. Memela, according to the shita of the chinuch, we can explain very well this b'risa by us, that it seems that even though he's bringing the mincha from his house, he's not going to be using the money to go and bring a korban oshi. And the reason is because the korban oni, shehivi korban oshi, over here we're discussing the case of the metame mikdosh, is lo yotzo, and therefore he cannot be yotzo his chiyuv in the case of the metame mikdosh. But over here we have to really know whether we can apply the same svara, because over here he's actually went down another darga, and now he has to bring a korban chatos. And if he brings the korban of the oni, which is the middle dagger, the korban of the dalus, he's actually not missing anything in his korban. He's only bringing a korban chatos and also a korban oilo. So over here, we lost the svara of the Sfas Emes, and it could be a nafkamina lemaisa, that even according to the chinuch, the svara of the Sfas Emes only applies in the case where the person is actually bringing a korban oni of the two birds. Instead, he wants to bring the korban behema. But in the case where he wants to bring a chatos, instead, he became now a Dali Dalus, and he has to bring a Chatos of the Mincha, which is a Chatos, and instead he wants to bring the Korban in the higher Darga of the two birds, which is one the Oila and one the Chatos. According to the Sfas Emes's Cheshbon, even according to the Chinuch Lechoyer, this person should be allowed to do so, because he's not missing anything. He's instead of a Chatos, he's bringing a Chatos and a Oila. Lechoyer, this should be permitted, even according to the Svar of the Chinuch, a Chidush Lechoyer, according to the Cheshbon of the Sfas Emes. And also, one can add on another svara, the Gemara we discussed earlier in Daf Yud, that the reason why the person, when he becomes poor, he has to bring actually a korban of two korbanos, of a chatos and a oilo, even though when he's a oshi, he only brings a korban chatos over there. We said, for explained from the Eben Ezra, and from the Oisomeach, he brings this down in the end of Maisa Sheni, that the reason is because the korban chatos always has two parts. He has the part which is Nikra, Vagabe Amizbeach, the Imurim, whereas the Bosa Behemo is Nechal, the Koyanim eat, and if the person is only going to be bringing one Chatos, one bird Lechatos, he's going to be missing the Chelek which goes on the Mizbeach, because the Chatos Oif ain't the Mizbeach Elodomo, it doesn't have any Aktoras Imurim. And therefore the reason why he has to bring also Oilas Oif is just that takes the place of the Aktor HaSeimurim of the Chatos Behema. Mameila, according to this Svara, he's actually not missing anything in a case where he brings a Korban Oshe, because there's no din that he has to bring a Korban Oila on its own. He's only bringing this in order to take the place of the Aktor HaSeimurim of the Chatos. Mameila, this Svara of the Sfasemes, who says Pshat Nechinuch Lechoyer, is not working with this Svara of the Eben Ezra, that the reason of the Oila is only the Aktor HaSeimurim of the Chatos. Because if so, there'll be no reason why there should be a difference that the Mitami Mikdosh should not be Yotze. Al Koponim, this is the Yisoid, a big Chiddush of the Chinuch, who says that the din of our Gemara in Daf Chof Ches is only by Mitzvah, but does not apply by the Mitami Mikdosh, like the Chiluk of the Sfasemes, because he's switching over from someone who's Mechuyer to bringing a Kol Mechatos and a Kol Menoilo, and he's only now bringing a Kol Mechatos, therefore he's not Yotze his Chiyuv in the case of the Mitami Mikdosh in our Gemara in Chof Ches. Now moving further on into the Gemara, at the beginning of Chof Ches Amed Aleph, the Gemara brings down the memory of Omar Beloza Omar Boishia. Metami Mikdosh Oshi, Shehifrish Kalne Kivsoso Iveheni, and now he wants to be Yoitza with the Kan, which is originally Mafrish, even when he was a Oshi. Says the Gemara, Hoil Venidche Yidoche, because with the time of the Afrosha, he had no ability to go and be Makriv this Kan, because he was a Oshi, therefore is Chal a din of Dichui, which now the Gemara is going to discuss, and says three Chidushim, that is a din Dichui, it works, it applies over here, this Psul, and it doesn't allow him to be Makriv later on, this can, even when he becomes a poor man. Now exactly the case of the Gemara over here, there seems to be a machloikus between Rashi and the Rambam in understanding the case of the Gemara of a Metami Mikdosh Oshi, Shehifrish Kan Lekiv Sosoi. Rashi explains that this Oshi, he wanted to bring a Korban Oni, and therefore he was Mafrish Akan. It seems to be that afterwards he was told that he's not allowed to be Makiv. The Gemara says later on, Oshi Shehevi Korban Oni Lo Yotza, and therefore now he wants to switch over, and he wanted to go and use the Korban Oni to for the Korban Oshi, and later on he became Oni himself, and therefore he wants to now be Yotza with this Kan, which was originally Mafrish. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara, that he was Mafrish, a Korban Oni, so it comes out he was Mafrish, a Kan, two birds, one for the Chatos, one for the Oilo, and now he wants to be Yotze with this Kan, because he became a poor person. But the Rambam in Shgogo is in Perik Yud, Aloch Yud Gimel, when he brings down our Gemara, he actually argues on a din over here, because he paskins La Aloche, that Dichui Meikorah Lo Yaved Dichui, and therefore since over here it's Meikorah, it was never Roy for the Mizbeach, therefore there's no Dichui, says Rambam, therefore he paskins La Aloche, that the person can actually go ahead and bring now this Kan for his Korban Oni. But the Rambam actually tells us a case, and he says the Oshi, the plan of the Oshi originally was that he was Mafish the Kan, and he wanted to sell this Kan further, and buy with the money he wanted to buy a Kizboi Seiro for his Korban Chatos and for his Korban Oshi. This is how the Rambam says that this is the idea of the Oshi originally. He wanted to go and use this Kan for his Korban Chatos, and he was never planning to actually bring a Korban Oni. And the Rambam says that now that he became a poor person, he can now be Yotze the Korban of this Oni. He can use this Kan for his Korban Oni. Rebbeil Soloveitchik in the Shuria agreed in Tmura Daf Yutes Amud Beis. He says that Lechira, according to the Rambam, is very hard to understand, because even though the Rambam paskins is no psul of Dochui over here, because the Behemah, the Oif, was never Roy, and this is included in a klal of Dichui Meikorah. But over here, since originally the Oshi was actually planning to go and sell this Kan and go and buy with this a Korban of a Chatos, a Kizboi, Seira, or Behemah, then it comes out that the Kedusha that he put and he placed over here on these two birds was a Kedusha of a Chatos. Because later on, when he is a Oshi and he wants to bring the Korban Behemah, he's going to only bring a Korban Chatos. This is a Aloch, he brings one Behemah for his Chatos. And therefore, he was originally planning to sell these two birds and buy with the money a Korban Behemah and a Chatos. It must be that his Kavana was originally that both birds, both Torim over here, should be the Kedusha of the Chatos. Mameila, now that he became a poor person, how is it possible to say that now he should use this Kan and be Yotze his Korban Oni? The Aloch is that he has to bring one Korban for Chatos and one for the Oilo, like we said earlier. And over here, he hasn't got any Kedusha of the Oilo, he only has a Kedusha of the Chatos. L'chayit, it's very schwer to say that this is a case like the Rambam says, that he originally was mafish everything in order to allow him to bring a korban behema of a chatos. If so, he has no kedusha of a oila. According to Rashi, this is very gishmak, because Rashi explains that we're talking about a case where he wanted to be mafish a korban oni, therefore he has a kedusha of a chatos and a oshom. But over here, a chatos and a oila. But according to the Rambam, then there's no kedusha of a oila. He asked his father, the Biskirov, the Shaila he has on the Rambam, and the Biskirov says in the Chanami, we have to be madchik the Loshon of the Rambam, that this person, even when he becomes a Oni, he's not actually going to be taking one bird and using it for the Chatos and the other one for the Oilo, but he's going to take both of these birds, which was Mafish originally, and he's going to use them for the Chatos, he'll buy another bird, which is kosher for the Chatos, and now he's going to have to go and bring a different bird for his korban oila, because he actually does not have any kedusha of a korban oila. Doichik over here, how the Rambam explains the Gemara and the lashon of the Rambam over there. L'chayra, this is a very strong question that Rebel asks. How is it possible that he should go, and the pashtus of the Rambam is that he goes and takes these two birds and he brings one le'oila, one le'chatos, le'chayra. He only has a kedusha of a chatos over here. How is it possible for him to switch over a kedusha of a chatos to a kedusha of a oila? This is a problem over here in the mahalach of the Rambam. Now, as we mentioned over here, the Gemara says there's actually three chidushim over here in the din of Eblozon and Eboishia. To say that there's a din of dichui over here, that the can became dochui, it is possible, like rover, we need to have the din that kedusha, the first din is that balichayim nidochin, even though it's a balchai, there's still chal a din dichui on a balchai. The second halacha is that it's a kedushas domim, also has a din dichui. And the third halacha is that there's a din of dichui meikorya, also is a dichui. Now, in understanding of our Gemara, that the Gemara says over here, the case where the person was mafrish a can, he was mafrish two birds, and the Gemara discusses the din of dichui, which the Gemara refers to the din, that it's a kedushas domim, and there's a chidush that even by kedushas domim also, there's chal a din of a dichui, not just by kedushas haguf. There's a very yesoidistiger discussion over here in Rishonim, in Rashi by us, in the Shittim Mekubetzes, in Ashmotes, in Ois Gimel, which is a very yesoidistiger machloikus and understanding over here in the Kedushos, which is applies over here by this Kedusha of the Kan, in the Alochus over here of the Dichui, and also of the Alochus of Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Domin. Rashi over here asks, that L'chayra we know the Alocha is, the Gemara says early on, that ein lo'oif pidyon. A pidyon doesn't apply by the kedusha of the oif. The oif doesn't have any pidyon, only by behema. We find that when the behema gets a mum, then you can be poida the behema. Whereas the oif doesn't have any pidyon. Memela says, Rashi, how can we refer to this kedusha, which is on these oifers, on this can, as a kedusha as domim? It doesn't have any pidyon. So l'chayra, we can never get hold of any kedusha of the domim, of the money over here, if it doesn't have any pidyon. Why are we referring to this kedusha as a kedusha as domim? And answers Rashi over here, since it is not possible to be chal any time a kedusha as mizbeach, because this person is an Oshir, and now when he was mafish the korban, he has no koyach, he has got the alocha to go and be mafish this korban, be makriv, this korban of oif, because the korban Oshir shehevi korban oni lo yotzo. Therefore, the kedushas mizbeach is never going to be chal, and it's only a kedusha of domim. The kedusha over here originally, which the Oshir places on these oifers, he's only got the koyach to go be mafish this kedusha, a kedusha of domim, and is never at all a kedusha as haguf, at all it's a poshut kedusha as domim, like he's mafish anything else, a normal kedusha as domim, only the money is kodosh, and this is what the Gemara says, there's a kedusha as domim over here, a chidush in Eblozron and Eboishia, that the din dichui is chal on a kedusha of domim. But the Shittim Mekubetzes in Ois Gimel in Ashmotet, he asks, that we find in the Gemara in Temuya in Daf Yutesamid Beis, a Yisoid in Kedushas Domim, the Gemara over there tells us, a Yisoid in Alocha, the din is that Migu de Nachse Kedushas Domim, Nachse Oleo Kedushas Aguf. Anything which has the Koyach, the Metzias, that it can become a Kedushas Aguf, then even though the person himself was actually only made the Kedusha of a Kedushas Domim, it automatically jumps up into a different dargah of Kedusha, into a Kedushas Haguf. It develops automatically from a Kedushas Domim to a Kedushas Haguf. This is the klal over there in the Gemara Temura of a Migud de Nachse. Memela over here, even though the person himself is a Oshi, and he cannot go and have this Hakrova of the Oifos, and he only makes a Kedushas Domim, but the din is always that even if it's not possible to go and have this Kedusha of a Kedushas Haguf, it comes automatically. because there's a din of migud denachse that if there's a kedushas domim, automatically changes into kedushas haguf if it's something which is roi lovi lemizbeach. Therefore, there's a din of migud denachse. So lechayu says the shittim ukubetzes, it comes out that this kedusha is actually no kedushas domim. Lechayu it should automatically change to kedushas haguf, and then this kedushas haguf is not a kedusha which is called a kedushas domim li kedushas haguf. Because over here we cannot get hold of this money, the Ein Oif Pidyon. So why does the Gemara over here refer to this Kedusha as a Kedusha as Domim if we have the Klal of Migud Denachse? And says the Shittim Ukubetzes over here, we have to say, not like Rashi, and Be'emes is not normal Kedusha as Domim, it is actually a Kedusha as Haguf, and even though the Kedusha as Haguf doesn't have any Pidyon, it is still referred to over here as a Kedusha as Domim, which means that the Kedusha as Haguf is not a real Kedusha, which is Roi La'akrova. Because the Kedushas HaGuf, normally it is possible to be makriv and to use this Kedusha, but over here he's a Oshi and he cannot use this Kedusha to bring a Korban Oni. Therefore it has the Darga and the Din of a Kedushas Domim, even though actually it happens to be a Kedusha of a Kedushas HaGuf, because of this Halacha of a Migud Denachse. And maybe he argues on Rashi and he says over here this Oshi is actually making a Kedusha of a Kedushas HaGuf, which has only got the Koyach of a Kedushas Domim, since it doesn't have Kedushas HaKrov. But the Rosh over there in Ashmotis and the Shittim Ukubetzes and Oiz Gimel says the Rosh Yisoid that it seems to be that Rashi holds over here we cannot use and apply the Klal of Migud Denachse to say that automatically it should jump up to Kedusha of Kedusha Saguf. Says the Rosh Yisoid that one can say that this Din, which the Gemara over there discusses in Tumura, someone who's Mafrish and a Keval or Oshom. The Din is that a Korban Oshom can only come from a Zohar. It has to be a male. If someone's mafish and a kevel osham, that locha is, there's no way he can be makriv this behemoth onto the mizbeach. Over there, the Gemara says that according to the Rabbonon, we have the klal of a migud denachse, even though it should be only a kedushas domim, but automatically it changes into a kedushas haguf, and there's automatically a din that this behemoth now has to wait till it has a mum, and only later on we can be poida this behemoth and use this money for the Kedusha of the Kedushas Osham. But there's a din that this Mafish Nekeval Osham is actually as the Kedusha of the Kedushas Haguf. This is what the Gemara over there says in the Gemara in Tumura Yutesamit Beis. Says the Rosh Yisoi that one can say that this din only applies to a behemoth. The whole Halacha, there's a din of Migud Denachse, is only because even if we're going to be placing a Kedushas Haguf on this behemoth, will be possible eventually to go and get hold of this Kedusha, because when it gets a mum, then we'll be able to be poida the worth, the money, and the Kedusha onto money, onto a different behemoth, and therefore the Kedusha in the end will be used, and therefore it is a din of Migud Denachse. Whereas in the case of the Oif, where if he's going to have a Kedusha as a Guf, it will never be possible to go and use this Kedusha because Ein La'oif Pidyon, and therefore if it's going to be Chala Kedusha as a Guf, will never be able to get hold of this Kedusha, then the din is going to be that there's no halacha of Migud Denachse to say that this Kedusha should change over from a Kedusha as Domim to a Kedusha as a Guf. And this is the Svara of Rashi by us in the Sugyo, who says that it actually remains only a Kedusha of a Kedusha as Domim. This is how the Rosh over here explains the din of our din of Rashi by the din of Migud Denachse. Explains that Beryl Soloveitchik in the Sharia agreed over there in Tumura Yutesamit Beis, that it's Mavur over here in the Rosh, a very big Yisui the Migud Denachse. Because over there in the case of Mafish and the Keval Osham, as we mentioned, the Rabbanon hold that's the din of Migud Denachse. But if you look over there in the Gemara, we see that Reb Shimon actually disagrees with the Rabbanon and says that Mafish Nekeval or Osham, we cannot use the din of Migud Denachse because we'll never be able to be makriv this behemoth itself for the Osham, because the din is that the Osham has to come from a Zohar and not from a Nekeval. Says Reb Shimon, since it is not Roy Legufe, it can never be used, the Guf itself can never be used, therefore we cannot use the Klal of Migud Denachse in the case of a Mafish Nekeval or Osham. Only a person who's going to take a behemoth, which is a Zohar, and he would say that he wants it to be Kedushas Domim, and now he only made a Kedusha of a Kedushas Domim, then is a Klal that we say Migud Denachse automatically jumps up to a Kedushas Haguf, since this behemoth itself has the ability to be Koriv onto the Mizbeach with the Kedusha of the Osham. Whereas a case where in the Keval Osham, if Shimon disagrees with the Rabbanon, it does not become a Migud Denachse because a Kedushas Haguf, since this Kedushas Haguf can never have a akrova legufe, the behema itself cannot have any akrova. This is a machlikus over there between the Pshimon and the Rabbanon. Cesar Beryl, it seems over here in the Rosh, a yesoid in the machlikus of Pshimon and the Rabbanon. The reason why the Rabbanon over there argue on the Pshimon is not the pshat that they hold that every single case we can have the din of migud denachse, even though this kedusha will never be roi for the mizbeach. The whole machlikus between them is only in a case where we cannot actually be makiv the goof of the behemah, then there's a machlekes where we say migud enachse or not. And Reb Shimon holds that the only case we say migud enachse if the behemah itself is roi to the mizbeach. According to the Rabbonon, they hold that we do not need to have the kedusha on the goof of this behemah that I should be able to have a akrova. But even the Rabbonon agree in the yesoid to the yesoid of Reb Shimon that if this kedusha is going to turn into a kedusha as a goof, and there will be no possibility of having any akrova whatsoever in this kedusha, not for his goof, not for his domim, like our case of the Gemara where the oif will never have any pidyon, will never be able to have any akrova, then even the Rabbonon agree to Reb Shimon that there's no din migud denachse. This is like a moide b'miktas to the shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that we only have migud denachse if the goof of the behemah has the koyach to go and be kodosh, and according to the Rabbonon, the din is that in order to have the din of migud denachse, has to be there is some possibility in the end to go and have a kedusha either on the goof of the behemah or even on the domim of the behemah. But ba'oif, where even the domim is never going to be roi, then the Rabbonon disagree with Reb Shimon and they hold the moide to Reb Shimon and they hold as the din that we do not say migud denachse. This is the shita of Rashi Bayat who says that in the case of the oif, we only have over here a kedushas domim, and we do not have a case of a kedushas haguf, a yesoid over here in the machlekes in Tmur Yitzchak Beit in the din of migud denachse, and it is very widely discussed in the Achrin in many places. This yesoid of the Rosh that we do not have the klal of migud denachse by oif, only by behema. Now the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara asks a question on this yesoid of a blazer on Rabbi Yishia that is a din dichui even by balichayim. We ask this Mosiv Ukve Bachome from a din of machlikus between Reb Shimon and Rabbonon, hamafrish in the cave of the pischoi, the aloche is tira chit istoiv, vetimoche, viyovi bedomeo pesach. Says the Gemara, yol da zocho, yira chit istoiv, you cannot use this zocho in the vlad, you cannot use it for the korban pesach. Whereas Reb Shimon holds, hu atzmo yikorev pesach, says the Gemara, teraye, from the shit of Reb Shimon, shmamino balichayim, einon nidochim, this is not like the din of a blazer on Reb Yishia. And the Gemara says, omid be Reb Yishia, that the din of Eblozer and Reb Yishia will fit with the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon, that they argue and they hold that Balichayim ain't on Nidochin, and the Gemara says, being Zeraya from this din, by the Zigyo Sugi of Agrola, in the din of the Soya Mishtaleach. Now this discussion on Shaklevetaria in the Gemara is very hard to understand. Tosfos, the Shittim Kubetzes already over here by us, and Tosfos in a few places, in Kiddushin, Zayin Amid Beis, in Tmura, Chavov Amid Beis, he asks on the Gemara to understand the Havamina of the Gemara over here to ask this question on Eblozer and Reb Yishia from the Shita of Reb Shimon. If we have in this din alone, we have the Machlikas between the Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon, and the Chachomim clearly disagree with Reb Shimon. So Luchayu, it is very clear in the Shita of the Chachomim that they disagree and they hold that Balichayim ain't on Nidochim, and Balichayim Nidochim. Not like Reb Shimon, and therefore how can we go and ask a question on Reb Lozor and Reb Yishia from the Shita of Reb Shimon when we have the Chachomim who say very clearly the exact opposite, that Balichayim Nidochim, just like Reb Lozor and Reb Yishia. And this is Be'emes the Teretz of the Gemara. So what was the Gemara in Adamina to say that they ask a question on Reb Shimon where we have a Rabbonon very clear over here, a Gufa say the other way around that they hold that Balichayim Nidochim. Now with this Hakdoma which we mentioned earlier in the Machlikas between Reb Shimon and Rabbonon of Migud Denachse by the din of a Mafish Nekeva La'osham, explains Tosfos in Kiddushin over there and in Tmura, that with this we can understand the Shaklevetaya by us in the Gemara, the Hemshech, the discussion, that the Gemara of Yod asks a question from the Shita of Reb Shimon. Because Be'emes in the Rabbonon, even though the Rabbonon over here, they hold that in the case of the Vlad of the Pesach, he has a din of Dichui, which would seem that he holds that Balichayim Nidochim. This is only a case According to the Rabbanon, we mentioned earlier, the Rabbanon hold that there's a din of migud denachse, even in a case where the behemoth itself is not going to be roi legabe amizbeach. We still say that there's a migud denachse, it changes from a kedushas domim to a kedushas haguf. Reb Shimon disagrees, and Reb Shimon says it always remains a kedushas domim if the behemoth itself is not going to be roi on a mizbeach. Memel over here, we have someone who's mafish and a keiva for his korban pesach. According to the Rabbanon, we have a migud denachse, it changes over automatically into a kedushas haguf, and therefore we're actually discussing a case of a kedushas haguf which is much more shayach to the din of dichui. Therefore the Gemara holds, we cannot bring a raya over here from the shit of the Rabbanon that they hold that balichaim nidochim, because actually according to the Rabbanon we're discussing a case of a kedushas haguf. And therefore, this could be the reason why the Rabbanon hold that this Kedusha has a Dichir and has this Psul of Dichui. Whereas in Reb Lozor and Reb Oishia, we said earlier from Rashi, there's no Migdanachse. This we explained from the Rosh, by the Oif, there's no Migdanachse. Even according to the Rabbanon, and it remains with the Darga of Kedusha, of a Kedusha at Domim. So there, in this case, everyone agrees to say that there should be no halacha of dichui in a case where it's a balchai. Just like Reb Shimon, we see clearly that Reb Shimon holds this way, and we know that Reb Shimon is the one who holds that the kedushas domim remains, it does not jump up to kedushas haguf, and Reb Shimon actually says that balichayim einon nidochin. Memela, this is Gemara's question on Reb Lozor and Reb Oishia from the shita of Reb Shimon, and we cannot argue and say that the Rabbanon disagree, because the reason why the Rabbanon disagree is because they hold in the case of the Korban Pesach, it is actually a kedushas haguf, and therefore there's a din dichui, which we cannot be, this is not the same of the case of Reb Lozor and Reb Oishia, where it's only a kedushas domim, since it's talking about oif, like we explained earlier from the shita of Rashi. Memela, this is the reason why the Gemara over here asks, from the shita of Reb Shimon, and does not bring a raya from the shita of the Rabbanon. Even though the Gemara in the Teretz, the Gemara actually says that Reb Lozor and Reb Oishia, he will explain and say that the Rabbanon hold that Kedushas Domim alone has a din of a din d'chir, even by Kedushas Domim also, Balechayim, Nidochim. This is how the Gemara explains, even though we don't have any Raya, Muchrachas to say that this is the Rabbanon, since the case of the Pesach, it is actually a Kedushas Haguf, and not just a Kedushas Domim. And with this, Tosfos explains also why the Gemara does not have this Shak Levitaria, this discussion earlier in Daf Chof Zayin Omed Aleph. Over there we also mentioned the Shita of Reb Yochanan, who said this din that Kedushas Domim as a Dichui, and we do not ask the question from Reb Shimon, because over there we're discussing a case of a Kedushas Haguf, where we have the Rabbanon who say clearly that Balichayim Nidochim. Only over here, with the Blazor Reb Oishia, he's discussing a case of a Korban Oif, which is only a Kedushas Domim, then we ask the question on Reb Shimon, and we have this Shak Levitaria, the Machlokes over here, between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon. This is the way Tosfos in Kedushin and Tosfos in Temuria explain our Gemara, the Shak Levitaria, the discussion over here in the Machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Now moving further on into the next sugya, the last final point over here in the Masechta, the Gemara brings down a b'raisa on the Rabbanon. Dalet tzvocho is tzavcho azor. The four times the azor screamed out, the four different stories over here, says the Gemara, what happened. One of them, the Gemara on Medbeis, tells us the story of Yisocho Ishkvar Barkoi. And the tzvocho, the azor screamed that the Yisocho Ishkvar Barkoi was a Kohen Gadol. He said, he's mechabed atzmoi umevaze kodshei shomayim. Says the Gemara, may have Ovid, what did he used to do? Have a korich shiroi al yode. He used to wrap around his hands with shiroim, with begodim, and have Ovid avrido, he used to do the avrido nebis hamikdosh, with like gloves on his hand. And Rashi explains that this is a bizoyim for the avrido, because the reason why he used to do so is kidei shelo yelachlich yodov, his hands shouldn't get dirty, but boso v'dam, and this is actually a bizoyim in the Beis HaMikdosh. This was the tzvocha, the azore, which is screamed out against Yisocho Ishkvar Barkoi. Now Rashi over here only mentions the bizoyim over here by weighing these shiroim, these begodim on his hand. Rashi in Psochim in Nunzayin Amud Beis over there, the same story, Rashi over there adds on, that actually there's a problem over here because of the din of Chatzitza. He has something in between his hand and the actual Avodah, which he's going to be doing with his hands, and the Halacha is, v'lo kacha koyen, we need ba'atzmoy shel koyen. There's not allowed to be any Chatzitza between his hand and the Avodah. So Memela, it comes out that besides the fact that he was actually Mevazeh, he had a bizoyin of the Avodah, but he's actually also making a psul in the Avodah itself with the din of Chatzitza. The Be'er Sheva over here in the Sefer adds on, that besides the problem of chatzitza, there should also be a problem of yitul begodim. He's wearing some extra clothes. This beged, the Gemara says in Zvachim Yutetz Amid Aleph, that any beged of sholosh al sholosh, if it has a shiur of a beged, then the halacha is, this is already included in the klal of yitul begodim. Memela, besides the problem of chatzitza, he also has the psul over here of yitul begodim, and therefore he asks on the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara over here says that the cry out in the Azor was that he's mechabed atzmoy umevaze kodshe shomayim. Says the Be'er Sheva, he's not just mevaze, he's not just making a bizoyin, he's actually being mechalil, the kodshe shomayim, he's mechalil, he's making a psul over here because of this halacha of the yitul begodim, and the Be'er Sheva suggests maybe we should be magia the Gemara, that has to say mechalil kodshe shomayim, not like we have by us, umevaze kodshe shomayim. The Orchlene over here is very marich, and he says that it could be over here, since anyway there's a psul of chatzitza, then we cannot use this problem of yitul begodim, which only applies in a case where the avodah is going to be kosher. But over here, anyway, there's a problem in the avodah because there's a chatzitza. Then we do not include, we do not look at the problem of yitul begodim in a case where the avodah is going to be possible anyway because of the iser chatzitza. And then Orchene explains that because of the problem of chatzitza, this is not included in a chilul avodah, even though actually the avodah is possible. But the lashon of chilul avodah only applies when the avodah has a psul, like the psulim of yitul begodim, and not in the case of a chatzitza. This is the chiddush of the Orchene, that over here where we have a psul of chatzitza, we do not reckon with the psul of Yitul Begodim. The Kesi Yeshua over here is Mayrich, and he argues on Orchlene, and he brings Reyes from the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, in Perik Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam over there, it seems clear that we have the psulim of Yitul Begodim, of Mechusse Begodim, even though we have other psul also, we still reckon with this psul also of Yitul Begodim, and therefore over here we should still have the Loshon of Mechalei L'Avoido, like the question of the Be'er Sheva, because he's actually making a psul in the Avoido. The Ikka Taina of the Be'er Sheva, Rebbeir Soloveitchik in the Shuria agreed over there in Zvachim, Daf Yutes Amid Aleph, he says that it could be the Enoch Hanami over here, there was actually a psul in the Avodah besides the Bizoyin. But over here we're discussing the cry which the Azorah screamed out, and the Azorah actually was crying out not because of the psul, he was doing so because of this bizoyin which is taking place on the avodah, which is Socho Ishkvar Bar Koi was doing. This is the reason why the Gemara points out that the Azorah cried out this taina that he's mechabed atzmoy and he's mevaze kodshe shomayim. This is how Rebbe over here explains the lashon of our Gemara, even though there happens to be also a bizoyin. Besides the bizoyin, it also is also a issa and a chilul and a psul over here going on in the avodah. Be'ezos Hashem, we should be zeicher b'mehira v'yomeinu to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh, Bekashris, and with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheiro V'yomeinu, Amen V'Amen, Hadrin Aloch Hamivi Oshom, V'Salika Lo, Meseches Krisos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.